it is much more interesting to understand why Trump and not Zelensky will have to apologize for the uproar in the Oval Office. Yes, yes, yes. Again, Trump, again, Donnie, he doesn't let us forget about him. Only a few days have passed, but the passions have really subsided, and to Trump, perhaps it has sunk in that the new Monica in the Oval Office did not look like Zelensky at all. In general, the question was very simple. Trump, who is he? Is he a blabbermouth or a political titan who can handle everything? This is exactly how he declared himself throughout his election campaign. And can he solve such a problem? Can he extinguish the war? That is what he promised to do. And as it turned out, apparently not. Trump intended to take a regular war by the horns and throw it to the ground. To worldwide applause, it didn't work out. The first attempt to seize and overthrow ended for Trump with a hernia and 2 days of sullen golf. Old Donald, as a result of this scandal, became a hostage to Zelensky, on whom it primarily depends a pause in this war or its cessation. Regardless of what they might grumble about with each other, in the private dealings between the two dictators, Trump and Putin, everything will still hinge on the Zelensky factor, who, indeed, at the moment at least, embodies the boundless courage of Ukraine. And it primarily depends on Zelensky, whether the war will end or be paused. He, Zelensky, will be that insurmountable obstacle, which, after the historical rudeness towards Trump with his promises, has become even higher. Yes, it will be tough for Ukraine without the United States of America, but Trump will forever remain just an ordinary blabbermouth. The role of Backlund doesn't quite satisfy him yet. However, it's not at all certain that the occupant of the Oval Office is capable of seeing, realizing, and acknowledging mistakes. For now, I feel that his reputation is rapidly souring in this situation. The president out of the U.S. promises something sensational tomorrow. But we've already studied him a little and understand that with absolutely equal success, one can expect both displays of adequacy and any new foolishness from him. He said that tomorrow night will be very long. I will tell it like it is. But to tell it like it is, you need to know it like it is, and Trump is not well informed. And Trump finally muddied the waters by suddenly calling himself the only president who didn't give Ukrainian lands to Putin's Russia. How to perceive all of this? Well, let's say verbal diarrhea. It's quite difficult to understand, but we have to come to terms with the fact that the American guy is not very adequate and has no idea at all about what Russia is. At zero, at absolute zero. And his advisors, they are either directly funded by the Kremlin or are just as clueless on the Moscow issue, just like Trump himself. Trump is absolutely clueless. I have repeatedly said that any negotiations with Putin are roughly like having intercourse with a jellyfish. The sensations are about the same, but the benefit is much less. And expecting healthy offspring from this act is, in general, not advisable. And Trump's complete misunderstanding of what Russia is once again lets him down.